Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you from our studio here at Waves of Glory. We want to thank you, first of all, for tuning in. We appreciate you today, and we're excited about the Word of the Lord and what God has to say concerning you. Our topic this morning is, it's all in your mind, and this is a powerful topic. I'm telling you, we could talk about this topic until Jesus comes, because the people of God don't seem to have a concept and understanding that what we are to do in the earth and everybody else on earth, everything that we are to create, all of the greater works that God has for us, they are going to originate in the mind. They're going to originate as an idea, a thought, a plan. There is nothing that is created in the earth today that does not first pass through the mind, or rather the imagination of a human being. Now, you've heard people say, maybe they weren't saying it to you, perhaps they were saying it to someone you know, but the thought and the comment would be, it's all in your mind. And that's what people say when they can't explain why you're feeling the way you're feeling, or if they just want to blow off your complaint. But the truth of the matter is, the life you desire is also all in your mind. The trick is to get it out of your mind and into your reality. So today we're talking about success in life, and understand it's a mind game. It's all in your mind, and we're talking about that today on this episode of Waves of Glory. The first thing that I want to talk about is all things are possible. Can you today sit down and imagine the possibilities? This is where you're going to discover what it is that God would have you to do. This is where you get your vision from. This is where you this is where you encounter the will of God. This is where you come upon the plan of God for your life. It's all in your mind here on Blog Talk Radio this morning with Apostle E.J. Melvin. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'll get back to the, I have a caller on the phone. I'll get back to you in about 10 minutes. God bless you. All right then. Point number one, the key to living an abundant life is in your mind. If you can see it, I believe it is Napoleon Hill, who was one of the richest men in America, wrote a book, Think and Grow Rich. And he began to tell all about the capabilities of the mind. What I need you to understand this morning is, if you can hold it in your mind for a sustained length of time, you can bring what you see in your mind into your reality. The problem is with us is that we have so many things flashing in and out of our minds. We don't really hold on to any one thing for any length of time. This is why you see billboards with the same image. This is why you see commercials that are played over and over and over again. Because the advertisers understand that if they can get the image of that product in your mind and cause it to be held there, sustained for any length of time, and consistently, you are going to go out and buy that product. It's the way that we are created by God. When He gave us a mind, He gave us everything we need for life and for godliness. And so this is what's happening. When Jesus spoke, number two, imagine the possibilities. When Jesus spoke to His disciples, He said to them, all things are possible to them that believe. Where do you believe? Well, you start in your mind and it moves to your heart. And with your mind and your heart belief connect, you can hold fast to which your heart has believed, your mind would capture a picture of it. It's called vision. It's called image. It's called imagination. And if you will hold it long enough in your mind, you will be able to bring it to pass. So everything that you need, everything you desire, the amount of success that you want is all going to be contingent upon your ability and your willingness to hold the image of your future in your mind. Bringing us right into number three, point number three, is the future you see is the future you get. So when you look back maybe 10, 12, 15 years ago, what did you see for yourself in the year 2016? Probably not much. Most of us did not look forward to see anything. We just kind of got on the wave of life and just rode the wave wherever it went. We got on the wind and let it blow us. Wherever the wind was blowing, that's where we were going. And we did not capture an image of the future that we desired. We would think about it maybe for a moment, a fleeting moment. And then when circumstances or life situation would come, or even the negative chatter of people outside of us, and sometimes even our own internal chatter would tell us that thing that you see is not possible. Listen, if you can conceive it in your mind, you can achieve it and bring it into your reality. And so next we're going to see number four, how do you create your future? You create your future with your imagination. Oh, this is the most important point today. If you're going to be successful in life, in business, in health, in wealth, whatever your desire, your goal is, you have to create a picture, an image of that thing in your mind. And then once you grasp that thing in your mind, then you have to visit it regularly. You have to hold fast to it. You have to meditate on it. You have to see it every single day, sometimes three times a day. And as you are thinking on those things, the processes that are necessary to bring it out of your imagination into your reality will be revealed unto you. Now, it's not just enough to hold the focus of the vision in your mind. We understand that's where it's created, but then you create it again in your reality. Nothing that is created was created without imagination. So there's a two-step process to receiving the future that you desire. You create it first mentally, and then you create it in the realm of the natural. But if you don't hold it in your mental capacity, you will never bring it to fruition. So this is what we're telling you this morning. It's all in your mind. God gave you the mind for this particular purpose. Now, number five, except you become as little children, you cannot see, there's that word again, vision, image, imagination, the kingdom of heaven. And we get a little too spiritual with that concept and think that it means we can't go to heaven. We can't go to die and go to heaven. But that's not what Jesus is saying when he's speaking to his disciples here. Except you become as little children. Little children have the capacity to see what is not visible. I was here at home with my great nephew a few days ago, and he was just playing in the living room, and he got some pecans, and he just laid them in a bunch, and he just kind of arranged them, and he was getting ready to get up and go get some more to play with. And he turned and looked at the pecans and said, "That's a seven." Now, when I first looked at the bunch of pecans laying on the floor, I didn't see a seven. But when he called it seven, immediately I could see the number seven. And so we have lost something when we lose our imagination. Around 4 or 5 is when we get ready, we go to school, and then the teacher says, don't do it like that, do it like this. Or somebody will say, that's not, when you draw something on your paper and you call it something, they'll say, that's not a giraffe, that's not a hippopotamus. But in your imagination, that's what you see. But We drive the imagination out of children so that by the time they reach graduation, they are conditioned to just go with the flow, and they lose the ability to be creative. And then sometimes, because we've lost that ability to be creative, we've lost our purpose. We have lost our purpose, and we are not moving according to our potential. So I'm praying for you today that your ability to imagine will be restored, that you will become as little children. And if you can't do this on your own, find a group of 4 or 5-year-olds and spend some time with them, and they will absolutely begin to stimulate the creativity of imagination in you. Praise the Lord. Number 6, worry is the perversion of the imagination. And this is a thought that the Spirit of God gave me yesterday, that worry is a perversion of the imagination. In Genesis 6:5, it says that God saw the wickedness of man was great, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Mind you, this is after the fall in the garden. Every thought was towards evil continually, and it is out of this imagination that we now today have murders and rapes and robberies and all manner of evil operating in the world because of man's wicked imagination. But in the beginning, it was not so. God gave the imagination for creative power. Genesis 2:19 says, God created the animals. Now, out of the ground, the Lord had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man, that was Adam, to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. Adam used his creative imagination to name every animal. It was out of his creative imagination that he called the animals whatever he wanted them to be. Adam and God were having playtime. God formed the animals out of the ground and then brought those animals to Adam, and then Adam had the awesome task of describing or determining what that animal would be called. It is because we have the mind of God. It is because he breathed into Adam himself, and Adam became a living soul. He became a man filled with the breath of God. Then when we move into the New Testament, we understand that that restoration of the mind of God was reached to us when Jesus Christ came on the scene and gave us life, and that more abundantly. The work and the finished work of the cross restored us back to the Garden of Eden type of lifestyle. It is up to us to take hold of that truth and begin to operate in the Garden of Eden type of lifestyle. But, beloved, today, know of a surety, it is all in your mind. Your imagination was given you to create the life that you are supposed to be living. So I believe today that we are out of time right now, but I want you to know we have the mind of Christ. If you would just today begin to meditate, what was the mind of Christ like? When he looked on a dead person, he saw sleep. When he looked on a people that were hungry, he saw multiplication of fishes and loaves. When he heard the temple tax collectors were saying to Peter, "You and your master, are you going to pay your tax?" he understood divine provision. Where Peter may have looked at lack, "I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know where it's going to come from." Well, Jesus knew where it was going to come from. Your financial future is going to come from wherever it is right now. And all you have to do is to begin the process, is to begin to use your imagination for good, an imagination that is motivated and directed by the Spirit of the living God, so that you are not imagining evil continually, but rather you are imagining good. Now, this is Apostle E.J. Melvin. We're all out of time today, and I say God bless you and happy imagining. Go forth and prosper.